Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you know which foods are more important to buy organic? If you have $20 in your pocket and you want to buy something organic, which are the most important and which are not? Which are the foods that you just don't have to, and is it really worth it to spend that extra money on organic food? My guest is a fan favorite here, Dr. Felicia Stoller. She's a registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, and expert consultant in disease prevention. So welcome to the show, Dr. Stoller. Why buy organic? Should we at all? Are there certain products that really, you say, if you can afford it, buy your milk, buy your fruit, whatever it is, organic?
Right. So, you know, the issue with organic really comes down to pesticide residue and or whether or not, in theory, when it comes to animal products, whether there's been any antibiotics and or hormones that are used with those products. So, you know, what I want to say first is that people should always buy what they can afford, right? Because I want people to eat what they can afford to eat and eat good foods and not necessarily eat foods out of a package, right? And just because something's organic doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy, you know, because you could get, like, organic fried pork rinds or something, and I don't think that's a healthy food. So let's start with that. But, you know, what is nice about organic, you know, again, organic garden, you know, farming, gardening, is that it is good for the environment. It's better for soil, water, you know, and wildlife. However, what I do know is that in many parts of the country, organic certification is quite expensive and difficult. So there are many farmers that do farm in a sort of more natural, close to organic method without necessarily going full on for the full certification. So this time of year, I encourage people to buy foods from local farmers markets and buy from their local farmers so that we are, you know, keeping our farmers in business because they feed us. So I think that's really an important thing to do. But some people, for example, find that buying organic milk is more desirable to them because they feel that that's an important thing to do. Certain produce, for example, things like strawberries are up there. You know, there's like this, you know, dirty dozen list of foods. Strawberries seems to be on the top of that. But for the most part, if people can wash, their foods pretty well, any kind of topical pesticides that are on there should be able to be, you know, rinsed off and wiped off. But from a vitamin and mineral standpoint, and as far as the phytochemicals found in, you know, the plant pigments and the wonderful properties they have, they are identical to conventional farming.
Now, Dr. Stoller, I have noticed in my own shopping around for organics that things like poultry and eggs, you know, eggs to a degree, but farm fresh eggs for sure taste different, but there's a taste difference. Do you think that with strawberries, for example, or bananas, is there any taste difference? Bananas have such a thick peel. I tend not to buy those organic because they're quite a bit cheaper.
You know, it's funny because I just went to the fancy food show with a local merchant who has a store, and he said his banana guy, he goes, the only thing I buy, or we had this entire conversation, you know, commuting back and forth to New York, and he said, you know, the only thing he buys organic are bananas because he goes, you know, when my banana guy says, get organic bananas, I'm just like, I'm not buying into that also because of the thick peel. You know, I don't know. I maybe it's an individual choice. It's hard to know whether or not you're biased. When you're buying, I find for, you know, you were talking about farm fresh eggs. I do find that buying local food does taste better. Like, I've bought fresh eggs from local farmers because I do think that it has a different taste, right? It's not something that has been refrigerated for maybe a month until I get it. a lot of times food is ripened very quickly, right before it's picked, whereas I believe in certain instances with certain types of produce, it has to be picked, you know, further in advance by the time it's transported to us. So I think that impacts the flavor of food, you know, vine-ripened tomatoes, right? There's a big difference when it's on the vine or if anybody's ever grown tomatoes. You know, your own tomatoes in your backyard are going to taste better than what you find in a grocery store most of the time.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you pick them right when they're ripe.
You do, and people have heard about, you know, the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen, and certainly in the Dirty Dozen, things you should buy typically organic that have been shown to have higher pesticides, apples, strawberries, grapes, celery, peaches, spinach, sweet peppers, things along those lines. But what about the milk and dairy? You know, you said if you want to buy organic milk, do you think there's a taste difference? Is this a better product to buy?
I don't. Personally, I don't taste the difference. I've tasted both. I know sometimes I buy organic milk only because the shelf stability on the package is a little bit, the expiration date sometimes is a little further out because of the pasteurization process. So for me, I just, you know, sometimes I get to the store on the wrong day. But again, I think taste is a really big, you know, it's a real individual type of choice. I do, you know, think that, again, people should taste both, you know, blind taste test for yourself and decide what you, you know, can afford to do, what you're going to do. I also notice I pay attention to prices in my grocery store. Sometimes, believe it or not, the organic canned vegetables are less expensive than the others. So they go on sale and then it becomes more, it's not even a matter of is it organic or not. It's looking for which is the least expensive, you know, because I'm sometimes looking for some shelf-stable foods to have just in case of an emergency in my pantry. So, you know, keeping an eye on the price is really good to do. But, you know, again, when it comes to things like milk or dairy, I mean, maybe you're going to be drinking the milk, but then are you going to always be having organic ice cream, organic cheese, organic yogurt?
That's right. So then it gets into all those dairy things. And, you know, while we're talking about some of those things, what about coffee? I've heard that coffee is one of the heaviest chemically treated food commodity. So organic coffee.
I hear it is, but I haven't given it up.
And the price for organic coffee has got to be through the roof. So
it is through the roof, and I've got to imagine it's not that easy to find. I mean, I know it's not that easy to find because I needed to get some for a TV segment because I was doing a segment on it, and I had to go to like four or five stores to find it. And you know what? Like, think about all the gas I wasted looking for it.
Okay, so maybe it's one of those products that may not be worth the effort. You know, you're not going to wash your coffee, but it may be one of those you kind of put out of your mind as you do it. Now, meats, you know, we discussed the dairy. Meats, you can get locally, as you said. You can get the grass-fed. You can get, you know, all of these different things. Is there a difference? And we only have a minute and a half left. Is there a difference in the way the meat is, you know, produced, put out? You know, say,
oh my God, a minute won't do it justice because I just went on a beef farm tour and I've been on a dairy farm tour. So 1 minute won't do it. But I think, again,
okay, well, you've got about a minute and a half. So go for it. Tell us about your
farm. I'm just going to say at the end of the day, even grass fed beef is fed corn. And there are specifics and specifications about a number of days in order to qualify it. So I think, like, there's such a, it's, again, to me, I think one of these big marketing terms. I believe that if you can buy locally, you know, sort of raised meats, and you know your farmer, and if you also know where the meat is being, as they call it, harvested and packaged properly, I think that makes a tremendous difference in terms of flavor and, you know, again, knowing your farmer. But at the end of the day, every farmer I've ever met, they care about their animals. They care about having good animals because at the end of the day, their profit margin is so small, and they care about the quality of the life of the animal and the product that they're producing that consumers are demanding.
Great,
so they want us to enjoy the food that they make for us. So,
well, that's a wonderful way to put it. And you have traveled around. And where can people see Dr. Stoller about your, you know, your trips around the beef tour? We only have a couple minutes.
Oh,
seconds.
I just put some up on Vine. Actually, they just went up last week on Vine. And even the Fancy Food Show. I've just started doing some Vine videos to try to capture some of that.
Okay, so you can look her up, Dr. Felicia Stoller, and find out more information about these things and why you should be buying organic or why you necessarily don't really have to. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.